Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Now, you know, I'm always getting on the phone on Mondays singing, but every time somebody say, Teresa, can you sing? I always say no. I guess I really can't, but I wanted to give y'all a little bit of singing encouragement this morning. Good morning! Good morning, and I am so thankful for another year of life. God is truly good, and He is in the blessing business. As many of you know, my birthday was on Saturday, and I was so pleased and honored to be able to be on this earth for another year. You know, sometimes we take that for granted, but there's a whole lot of people that did not make it to this year. So I am truly blessed and highly favored. Highly favored. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Motivation Call because we have declared by faith. We have declared by faith, y'all, that this is our year. We are going to the top. And we're claiming it, we're expecting it, and we're just speaking it out that we are going to have a total turnaround in 2014. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, they are all going to be recovered. And I hope you guys are listening to me intently this morning because that is our declaration for 2014. We are getting a complete restoration this year. Do y'all believe that? Do y'all really, really believe that? If you do, I want you to touch the phone wherever you are and just say it silently to yourself that this is going to be your year, the year of restoration and turnaround. Because I know a lot of us on the phone today have been in this entrepreneurial grind for many years. And I know a lot of times we wanted to give up, right? I know I did. I'm raising my hand. How many of you guys on the call wanted to give up at some point in your business? But you didn't do it. You kept staying the course. You moved ahead. And I'm telling you guys, this is going to be our year. Amen? Amen. So, for those of you who do not know, this is Teresa Royale Brown. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we want to thank you for joining us on the call again today. We just don't want to take it for granted that you're on this call with us. This is a time of fellowship and a time to get motivated and rejuvenated for the week ahead. But we know everybody's really busy, and we just thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us. And Charles and I, we are honoring our commitment. We made a commitment in January to do these calls every single week, and we have honored that commitment. This is our 26th EPNET Top Level Motivational Call, and I am just excited that we have continued to honor this commitment to jumpstart you, to motivate you, and to inspire you to keep moving ahead in your business. And I know there's some folks on the call that don't have a business. Y'all just like to hang out with us, and that's okay. But we are just declaring and decreeing that those on the call who don't have a business, that your business will come forth in 2014. Remember, this is the year we're going to the top. We're going to the top. And this morning, I am so glad that he is back with me again, you guys. He's back, y'all. And he has truly made my birthday weekend celebration extra special this year, and I appreciate him for all his support. He has truly been the wind beneath my wings, and I appreciate him so much for all his love and support. None other than my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And once again, we'd like to thank everyone for being on the call this morning, just being with us this Monday morning for a brief moment of motivation. It truly has been an excellent weekend, a birthday weekend for my better half, for my heart, my lungs, everything that she means to me. We had a good time celebrating and just celebrating another year of life. I truly thank God for her life and for everything that she has been to me. And we have a lot of great things in store for you all this morning. And you all know that have been with us before that we cannot start the call off unless we start it off the right way, and that is with a word of prayer. So wherever you are right now, if you can bow with us, that's fine. If you're in the car right now, definitely keep your eyes open like I was last week, and we will touch and agree in a word of prayer this morning. Father, just come to you right now, giving you thanks. We thank you, Father, for another day that we have not seen before. We thank you for another year for Teresa, and we just thank you for many blessings we know are on the way. We thank you for the people that are on the call right now, the fellowship, every mind, every heart, every hand that is on the call right now. We just pronounce blessings upon blessings upon blessings from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet throughout their family and throughout their businesses. We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hmm.
And, of course, it looks like we have a lot of new people on the call this morning. And each week, a lot of times when we have new people on the call or new people at different events, the question always comes up, who is EPNET and what do we do?
Who is EPNET? Who is EPNET?
Who y'all?
You know what? My husband. EPNET is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. And we help you build these relationships. How? By hosting networking events, some seminars, retreats, and at the end of the year, every single year, we have a entrepreneur ball. We are the only organization of this kind that doesn't just talk about recognizing entrepreneurs. We do it. We do it, and we just absolutely love to recognize those entrepreneurs that are leaving a living legacy. We honor about 12 to 14 entrepreneurs that are just really impacting lives, making change in a lot of other entrepreneurs' lives, not just their own, not just their own children, but they're leaving a legacy for all of us. And we are in our ninth year of hosting these EPNET celebrations for our entrepreneurs, and we're excited about it, and we just hope that you continue to stay connected with us. And if you have not come to any of our EPNET events, make sure that you come on out and build your business and grow your bottom line.
Mm-hmm. We hope y'all come out and network with us on a regular basis. And a lot of times we also get other questions. You know, a lot of times people wonder, why do you even do these motivational calls? Because we do them every Monday. And just like Teresa said, it is a commitment, and we are following through on that commitment. Now, as you mentioned earlier also, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs. Because a lot of times, you know, we understand exactly where everybody else is coming from. A lot of times we think, you know what, as an entrepreneur, I'm up, I'm doing this on my own. I feel like, you know, it's just me running this business, and a lot of times they can get frustrated. We understand that. And even as someone who does this part-time myself, I work full-time and then work my business. And, of course, Teresa's full-time with the event planning. We understand both sides of the entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, the EPNET organization was started in 2006 because I couldn't find any real, you know, events or workshops that were really geared toward entrepreneurs so we could actually get together and get leads from one another to bounce ideas off of one another. Sometimes when we go to networking events, people think, oh, we're just going to, you know, pass off cards. And that's not what it's about with EPNET. We are building relationships. And over the last few calls, as you guys listened last week about when I met Martha Stewart and actually some of the things that happened while I was at a conference recently, all of the things that have happened has been because why? I have built a relationship, and I have cultivated that relationship and have stayed in touch with these people. And that is how you really grow and go to that next level. You have to build relationships. So when we have our EPNET events, we like to call them experiences because the experience we give our attendees, it's one that's warm, it's friendly, it's interactive, and it's a little bit of fun because we want you to feel like family when you are at an EPSnet experience. So therefore, once again, make sure you stop by some of our events that's coming up, or actually experiences, as I say we like to call them, and make sure that you come on through and build relationships, because that is really how your business is going to go to that top level in 2014. Remember, this is our year, y'all. This is our year of restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings. I want you guys to speak that out. This is the year of restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings. If you say that every single day, trust me, you're going to get a turnaround in your life. You're going to get a turnaround in your business, and things are going to change. All right. It's about that time. So, you know what time it is?
I know what time it is.
Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is.
All right, everybody. It is time for our affirmation. We do an affirmation before every one of our EPSnet experiences, and we do it during our call. So, let me see who's on the call today. I'm going to shout a few folks out, because I know there's some folks on the call today.
Charles Bryant.
I know Charles is on the call. Everybody, wherever you are, we want you to stand up. Stand up wherever you are, please, please, and repeat this affirmation after us. Let me see. I see Victoria Cooper, our dear friend, all the way from Orlando, Florida. We got some folks that come on our call every week from all over the country, and we are just so excited that they get value from this call, and they're back with us pretty much every single week. There's my girl Nicole Bailey, Sylvia Henderson. Lady Sylvia Henderson, are you standing up?
She's been standing up since
the morning. I think she's standing up. Barbara Ashanti, lady, so good to see you on the call. Tia Tenacious Titus, I see my elite members online. Rosetta Thompson's on the line today. Of course, Lady Sharon Bullock, who is our guest, she's on the call. Mm-hmm. Everybody, come on now. I need you to stand up. Oh, my goodness, say it ain't so. Sean Randleman, who is EPSnet's 2011 Legacy Visionary Awardee, all the way from New York City, is on the call today with us. All right, Sean, woohoo! Good to see you, buddy. I'm just so excited to see. We got a lot of people on the call today. I can't shout everybody out, but I want you guys, wherever you are, to stand it on up. If you can't stand, just, you know, sit still. My girl Emmy Vickers is on the line. I know she had some problems with her knee. So, Emmy, I don't think you can stand, but sit still, sweetie, and just yell this affirmation out with us. Okay, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Y'all ready? All right, so repeat after us.
Nice and loud so your neighbors think you're crazy.
I know that's right. All right.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. Stop right there, everybody. Okay. Now, you guys know when you say that you're amazing, that you are speaking this out about yourself. You're not speaking it out about me. Not speaking it out about your neighbor, you're speaking it out about yourself. Now, I don't think that people put their hand motions in it. Now, Lady Sylvia, did you put your hand motions into that when you said that you were amazing? I don't think they did it, Charles. So, everybody, we're going to do that one again. And when you speak it out that you're amazing, I want you to put your hand motions in it. I want you to look in the mirror if you can. And I want you to say, I am amazing. All right? So, we're going to do that one more again.
I am
amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, I think I felt it that time.
Felt it and saw it. I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favor.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you guys really believe it?
Yes.
All right, if everybody on the call, if you believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo.
I'm truly motivated. I'm ready. I'm ready to go do something right now.
All right.
And at the same time, we always say that as we are taking our businesses to the top, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, do what we need to grab someone else's hand, bring them right along with us, because it is not about us.
That's right.
Who else can we help get to the top today?
Yes, yes. All right. And just like I said earlier, we say that affirmation before each and every FNet experience, because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, about your family, and about your business, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. So you must, you have to speak life. You got to speak good things, everybody. Speak positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And watch your life, watch your family, and watch your circumstances change.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what did I say earlier? This is our year of uncommon favor.
Mm-hmm.
Double blessings. Restoration. Keep speaking it out over and over and over. I'm telling you, you keep speaking it out. It's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. It's the law. So what you speak is going to come back to you. So make sure that you speak life. Speak life.
Exactly. We were actually talking about that this weekend, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And a lot of times we forget how much power we have just by speaking it out into the atmosphere.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm. And last week, now, I personally was on the call for a short time last week because I was on my way to an appointment. But Teresa shared a few life lessons, actually, that she learned not to do just in regards to the situation where she met Mark Stewart at an event, I think a little bit over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interesting lessons indeed. I did go back, listen to the rest of it, and she had shared some of that with me prior to the call, of course. Power call in itself, if you didn't hear it, you really need to go back and listen to that particular call. And check it out on our website, fnetonline.com, and click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call to hear that replay and all of our previous replays. And if you didn't get the website, spell it out for you. E-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E. FNetOnline.com.
Did y'all hear Charles sing that? Did y'all hear that singiness in his voice? I heard that, Charles.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love that, too. Yes, indeed. Last week's call stirred up a lot of discussion. I got a lot of inbox messages and some texts about my meeting with Martha Stewart and the things that I learned from her. And I just wanted to pass those lessons on to you guys last week. And it was an on-time word, and it was truly an enlightening call. So if you did not listen to that replay, please, we say this every week, people are blessed. Lives are changed by some of our replays. Matter of fact, I'm going to say all of them. Every replay we've had, every guest speaker we've had on the call, from when we first started, from Sylvia Henderson to Melanie Inspires Thomas to Alistair Rowe to all of the awesome people, Natasha Pierre, all of the wonderful people that have been guests on our call previously, if you have not heard those replays, Rosetta Thompson gave us an awesome word, Are You Available? I can just go on and on. We just have had some awesome guests. And then, of course, Charles and I, when we are on as well, we've had some great topics. Make sure that you check out those replays. I've actually gotten people who called me a month or two later, like, oh, my God, I just listened to the replay from January, and I was blessed. Make sure that you are listening to those calls, because they're for you, and they're on our website. I'm thinking that the links will probably be there for the entire year, so make sure that you check out those replays and learn these life lessons for your business, because this is going to help you, not only in your life, but in your business.
Oh, yes, and we are expecting another powerful call this morning as we have another great guest on with us.
Yes.
And at this time, we would like for everyone, don't miss it, get prepared to take notes, whether you take them on a tablet, on your laptop, if you're writing them down with pen, if you're still using a pencil and eraser.
Hey, I am.
Do whatever you need to do to get these notes down, because you are truly about to be blessed.
Yes, yes. So, indeed, our guest this morning, I just wore one of her outfits when I was in Portland, Oregon for that conference, and I must have gotten probably about 100 compliments. I'm still hobbling, you guys. Y'all know, being Charles was in a car accident, so I had my knee brace on, but I was still looking fly in my outfit that I got from this wonderful lady who's about to come on the call, Lady Sharon Bullock, and she is no stranger to the FNET organization. She and Peggy Morris jointly won our Legacy Female Entrepreneur Award in 2008, and it was for their vision of the Sisters for Sisters Network Incorporated organization, as well as she is the owner, the visionary, the phenomenal founder of Metamorphosis Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you guys, every time I go up there, I say, Sharon, I'm just coming up here for a minute. And I end up staying in Sharon's shop for hours. I was just up there about a month ago, wasn't that, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
And I must have spent like 4 hours in Sharon's shop. Really, Sharon? I'm a little bit upset with you about that, but that's okay. Sharon has fabulous, fabulous, fabulous outfits. But today, she is going to talk to us about prove them wrong. Don't let the naysayers steal your dream. So I am excited. I know Charles and I, we got our little notepad. We ready to take some notes, too. So Lady Sharon Bullock, are you on the call?
I am on the call.
Woohoo!
Good morning.
Thank you.
And Teresa, I must say happy belated birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm so glad you had a wonderful day, and with your wonderful husband, I know he planned a beautiful day for you, as he always does.
He did, and I got a big surprise that he got for me. I'm going to share it with you guys on the call. I ain't put it on my Facebook page yet, but I'm going to share it with y'all after you talk, Sharon. I'll tell y'all what Charles got me. It's awesome. But Sharon, we are excited about you being on the call, sweetie, so let's jump right in. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, well, as you said, my name is Sharon Bullock, and I make women feel good about themselves on the outside so that it might permeate inside so they can be the best they can possibly be in every sense that matters. Mm-hmm. And I'm a celebrity stylist and owner of Metamorphosis Wardrobe and Accessories Boutique, which is located in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also the co-founder, as you mentioned earlier, of Sisters for Sisters Network.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was talking to Teresa very, very recently and coming up with a topic for today, I am so used to telling my story, I've never put a topic on it. I never have had a title. So I just talk, and I just talk about my story. But we needed a title for today. And just so I said, okay, it could be succeeding against all odds. Oh, that's been used. When all else fails, do it anyway, or never give up on your dream. And then I was listening to Oprah Winfrey with Lionel Richie last night. And he said something. He said, prove them wrong. I said, that's it. That's my topic.
I love it.
I mean, he really told my story last night when he was telling about his story. I could relate in my own way of how it correlated with just everything I've been through. So I said, prove them wrong. And then I added a tagline, don't let the naysayers steal your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you a little tidbit, just a short story, I grew up in Gainesville, Georgia. As a teenager, I always wanted to be a model. I used to dream about being a model. Some of you are too young to remember Beverly Johnson and Twiggy. Beverly Johnson was my idol, and I grew up wanting to be like her. So I had gotten accepted at Barbizon School of Modeling, and after high school I was going there. And I was very excited about doing this because I'm following my dream. And then all of my classmates, they were packing their luggage in their trunks to go to four-year colleges and, you know, and just, I don't know, it's just something inside of me, you know, that, you know, well, maybe my dream isn't big enough. You know, maybe I need to be going to a four-year college too. So believe it or not, I changed my mind. I changed my mind and followed my friends. And it's like, I had not applied to any colleges, so at the last minute, I went to Morris Brown College in Atlanta and ended up transferring to Morgan State University. That's how I ended up in this area. But that little girl inside of me still wanted to be a model. And I used to daydream about clothes, and I would dress people when I see them inside my head. You know, I would daydream about clothes, you know, just fitting, just thinking about what I'm going to put together, the outfits and so forth. Never knew that was my passion, just trying to come through. So I just, you know, went on about my business, majored in mental health of all things, minored in psychology, go figure. And I ended up even working in that field for a little while. And finally, I went into, you know, the hair care industry and so forth, which is a little bit closer to my dream. But my favorite job was the job I had at a store called Paraphernalia, which was a retail store, and that was my part-time job. And that really became my real passion. And I just, you know, so it never left me, even though, you know, I never did go to that school of modeling, and I never did become a model, but I said, if I can't be one, I want it to look like one. So that's what I did for several years, and like I said, this dream would re-manifest itself, you know, further down the road. So I want to go into some tidbits or nuggets, and there's five of them that I want to leave with you, and you may want to write them down. The first one is, how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want it? First of all, what is it that you're passionate about that you would do for free? What is it that you would just, you know, if you could do it in your sleep or whatever, it didn't matter whether you got paid for it or not, you loved doing that. Well, I knew fashion was my passion since I was a little girl, so that never left me. So I would dream about it. I would visualize it. I could feel it. I could taste it. You know, I grew up wanting to do this. So that's the first thing. How bad do you want it? The second thing is, listen to that voice inside of you, that little intuition, as you might call it. What's for you is for you. So if you dream it, you think it, you feel it, that is your inner voice. That is telling you what you're supposed to be doing. I grew up in the hair care industry. My aunt owned several beauty salons and a beauty school, and I worked in her salon while I was in high school. And I thought I was supposed to open a day spa. For years and years, my cousin and I, which was her daughter, we tried to open a day spa. It is not hard to open a day spa. It's not rocket science. But it took us 25 years to realize that a day spa is not what I'm supposed to have. And I'm not kidding you. Literally 25 years. I was in the hair care industry for 15 years. And I used to, you know, we kept hitting brick walls. For some reason, we couldn't get the financing or whatever the case was, but we could never get that project off the ground. And finally, even though the boutique was going to be part of my dream or part of the day spa, it was really, as I would find out later, it was the main thing. So that dream would come back to haunt me again. So I said, I thought, okay, here it is. I didn't get the spa open, so okay, I went to the place where I was going to open the spa. I went to the area, which was downtown Silver Spring, and I said, well, since I was sort of, you know, doing the clothing thing on the side, you know, I was doing that as a stepping stone, supposedly, to my day spa. I was actually selling clothing. Well, actually, I started out selling jewelry. I started out as metamorphosis jewelry designs, and I actually made some jewelry for a minute. And I say for a minute, literally, just like, I saw what it entailed. My hat's off to anybody that can do that. But that is a lot of work. So for anybody that makes jewelry, you know, pay them well, because it's a lot of work. So I decided I can buy and sell it faster. So what I did was I started selling jewelry, then I added accessories, then I added clothing, and when I was carrying all of this stuff around, I said, oh, I need a storefront. I mean, it's just too much to carry around. And that's when I decided to go back to the same landlord that I was going to open the day spa to see if there was a building available for me to open a boutique. Well, I looked around and I found the ideal location. I found this building and I said, oh my God, it looks just like a boutique. This is it. This has got to be it. So I asked God to show me or give me a sign. I said, okay, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I need a sign. And I needed three things to happen. And by the way, after the 15 years of the hair care industry, I actually left the industry to go to I was still in the industry, and I went to New York, and I ended up moving back here to get married. And I came back here without a job, and I ended up at Verizon. So you see how this whole path, everything that you're supposed to learn or whatever you're supposed to get from where all your experiences, it all adds up. Mm-hmm. So I ended up at Verizon, was supposed to be on a chip stock for 2 years. I ended up there for 15 years. Okay. But I still kept my dream alive by selling jewelry on the side. I added the accessories. I used to wear hats. So people said I could sell the hats. I said, okay, I'll carry hats. And then it was the clothing. So once I added the clothing, like I said, it was too much to carry around. So that's when I started looking for the storefront. And once I did find that storefront, I literally stalked that building, which comes to my next nugget. Don't take no for an answer.
Yes, yes.
When I found the ideal building for my business, I literally rode by this building every single day for 6 months. And I visualized my name on that building because I was a startup business. They didn't know me from Adam. The guy next door was a restaurant who wanted to knock out the wall and expand his business. They had to choose between the two of us. Now, I'm stalking the building. They haven't told me no yet, but they didn't say yes either. So for 6 months, I stalked this building. I literally, you know, sat out in the parking lot, imagined my name on this building, my customers walking in the door, and never got an answer for them. And then, boom, I get laid off on my job with Verizon. I got ripped. Mm. And normally they only give you 30 days, or really actually 2 weeks when you get ripped.
Right.
But this particular time, we were merging with MCI, and they were going to give us possibly 90 days. It wasn't for sure. So I said, okay, God, I need, number one, I need this building. Number two, I need 90 days. And number three, I need a severance package. So if this is for me, then let these three things happen. And boom, one by one, they fell into place. And nothing has ever happened in my life that happened that smoothly. I got the first building I looked at. I got the first loan I applied for. It was like magic. It was just like it was supposed to happen. And I said, oh, my God, all the time we were trying to open a day spot, and it was this easy to open a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you right there, it's not supposed to be that hard.
Yeah.
So when you're going for your dream, it is not supposed to be that hard. It is supposed to be smooth, and it's supposed to be natural, and you just know that it's right. So that's the third tidbit. Don't take no for an answer. The fourth tidbit, when you get knocked down, get up.
Yep.
I got that from Lionel Richie last night, too.
No, that's right.
excuse me, 1 second. Had to take some water, sorry. When you get knocked down, get up. The first 8 months of my business, let me tell you, it was amazing. I had traffic galore. I had a full staff. I mean, we was, you know, the merchandise was moving. I didn't have, you know, cash flow was good. The inventory was good. Everything was going perfect. It just in my element. I knew, you know, everything was going great. And then, boom. In June, I opened my business, by the way, in November 2007. And we all know what happened in 2008, but I'm going to give you a little, you know, reminder. What happened to me, the very first thing, in 2008, in that June of 2008, there was a fire at my townhouse. We had just built our dream home. We had moved out half of the stuff. I still had some winter clothes and other things left. So that fire was devastating. And I had just opened a business, just moved into my dream home, and boom, there's a fire.
Wow.
That was one setback. That was in June. September, they started construction in front of my store, which would last 2 years. This is the new Civic building that you see there now, and the ice skating rink. Now, mind you, I knew this stuff was coming, but nothing could have prepared me for what was in store. There, when they started that construction, which, like I said, lasted for 2 years, my traffic came to a halt. Remember, I had all of that traffic coming into the store. That was in September. October, the bottom fell out. We all know what happened. The recession hit.
Yep.
After that, my husband loses his job. Who's prepared for this? Who could prepare for this?
Oh, wow.
So all of these things happened, and my high 700 score credit went in the toilet. I lost my beautiful home. My business was hanging by a thread. The landlord offered me an out because everybody wanted my space, mind you, especially the guy next door. So even when they actually offered to put my arrears at the end of the lease and lower my rent, oh, that sounded too good to be true, because guess what? They wanted me to sign a document stating that they could terminate my lease at any time. Oh, my goodness. I said, thank you, but no thank you. Keep in mind, I remember the good times and what it could be. I knew what was coming. I knew that Civic building and that ice skating rink, and I knew everything that was ahead of me. So, you know, as they said, that windshield is much wider than that rearview mirror. So I knew what was coming. So I said no. But at the time, the county had what they call an impact bond. If they impact your business, which means that if they impact your business in terms of any growth and they're just doing something, they're doing like construction, they had a fund that's set aside for that. I applied for that fund and got the fund. It was for $20,000. Guess what? I got the last one. They never did it again.
Wow.
They never did it again. That saved my business. It paid the rent. But guess what? I still had no traffic because they were blocking my store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I got creative. I started doing fashion shows and trunk shows and book signings. I brought the traffic into my store.
Yeah.
And that became my mainstay because it forced me to do something more than I would have probably done because I'm already in a busy shopping center. So, you know, the traffic goes come. But guess what? During that two-year period, I had to create my own traffic, and that became what I did going forward as well. So when you get knocked down, get up.
Yeah.
And the last nugget that I want to bring up is trust yourself. When I was in that location, like I said, it was a prime location. Everybody wanted my space, and still to this day want my space.
Of course.
There was a dry cleaner in that same shopping center whose lease was expiring. They were not going to renew their lease. So they came to me. The dry cleaner's owner came to me and asked if I would let them buy me out, and they offered me $250,000 cash money to buy me out. Now, mind you, we were losing our home. We didn't have any money. But all of my, you know, all of the, that severance pay and all my cushion was gone now because, you know, we did that just to survive and, you know, just to live, you know, practically because of everything that had happened. But I don't know. There was still that little voice in me that said, no, take it. You know, and it was like, my husband was mad at me for a long time.
I know he was. I know he was.
We take the money, that money would have been gone so fast.
Yeah.
And plus, how was I going to get another store in a location like that with my now bad credit? So that was a decision I had to make. So I had to trust myself. And I did second guess myself a few times. But I had to trust myself that I was making the right decision. I said, if God has brought me to it,
yeah,
he will bring me through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that is what I held on to. That is what's keeping me afloat today. Mind you, I have had my challenges because I never got out of that hole. I never got out of that hole of all that cushion I had when I started. And, you know, remember, I got the loan so easy because, well, you know, I had everything. I had a contingency fund. I had all these things in place, but no one could have prepared me for everything that happened to me that same year.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, even though your dream, it might be hard at first to get there, but when you know that you know that you know that that's what you're supposed to do, hang in there because the best is yet to come. I'm just faithful, and I just know, like I know, like I know, it's even going to get better than it is now, and I'm going to have my chain of stores. So I hope that this has given you all some nuggets for whatever your dream is, that prove them wrong. Prove them wrong, the naysayers. Just prove them wrong. Don't let the naysayers steal your dream.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, Sharon, and don't go anywhere, because I had to contain myself a couple times because I wanted to say something to interject and ask some questions, but I've been trying to do better and just wait until the end. Girl, oh my goodness, wow. You have a powerful testimony, sister girl, okay? Some of the stuff that you said, I didn't even know what's going on in your life. I had no idea. And, you know, I'm so glad that we're talking about this today, because Sharon always looks fabulous. She always looks fabulous.
Thank you.
But
you, so do you.
No, that's right. I'm trying to be like you. But you never know the turmoil that's going on in people's lives and in their businesses, but they keep it moving. They keep it moving because...
You have to.
And the people that do that, I know, are genuine entrepreneurs. So everybody on the call, I want y'all to really be paying attention to what I'm about to talk to Sharon about. And Sharon, so a couple of things you said, I wrote down a couple of quick notes, because the first thing you said was when you started out with Metamorphosis, it was, what was that word?
Metamorphosis Jewelry Design?
No, Metamorphosis, your shop now. But it was, what was it? It was easy, right?
That's the word. It flowed.
It was easy. And so often I see so many people copying off of other people's ideas and copying off of other people's stuff. But when it's for you, what's for you, nobody's going to get it but you. And if it's for you, it's going to be
for me. Exactly.
And I've been saying that for years. It's got to be easy. And I'm not just talking about business and relationships. When you meet somebody,
it's not supposed to be hard.
Love is not supposed to be hard.
Love is not supposed to hurt. So all of those things are true. And it's just like that's what, like you said, when you know that you know, it's that feeling inside of you.
Yes.
You know, and if it's wrong and if it feels wrong, my stomach gets tied up in knots.
Right.
You know, because even like when the guy offered us that money, that was the hardest decision that I had ever made, because like I said, I'm losing my dream home.
Right.
It took us 10 years to build that house. We built it from the ground. We bought the land and set up for 3 years and built the home from the ground.
Mm.
And, oh, my God. And I had to choose between my home and my business. Can you imagine?
I know your husband was a mess.
Oh, my God.
But you're going to get it back. And just like I keep saying, this is our year of restoration and double blessings. So everything that the devil sold, if you keep believing it and you keep speaking it, you are going to get it back. You just got to be patient, and you got to keep believing. You have to keep trusting that God is going to work it out and he is going to turn it around. And I love that you have that unwavering faith. But when that man offered you the $250,000, that was my next question.
Mm-hmm.
And you pretty much answered it. But how did you, and I think I know a lot of people are like, okay, we all make bad decisions. And I'm starting to learn to trust that inner voice. And every time I trust it, I make the right decision. And when I don't trust it, it always works out against me every single time. So how were you able to just trust that inner voice and not accept that offer? Because I know a lot of people would have accepted that.
Yes, absolutely. And believe me, I did second guess myself a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But Teresa, I tell you, it was that same feeling that I had when I got the place and everything fell into place. It was the same feeling I had when I used to stalk the building. You know what I mean? So it was just like, okay, you're supposed to be here. He brought you, this space was ordained for you.
Right.
You know, look at all the mountains God moved for you. Look at all the obstacles you have overcome. Look at all of the, I mean, I wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. That guy next door had it in the bag. In the bag. I mean, he'd been there 5 years. I was a startup business.
Right.
You know? So it's still, I still struggle. I still have that competition even today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trusting and believing. And even after my lease is up for this next 3 years, I think I have left because I was able to get it renewed for another 5 years, so I'll be there 10 years, come another 3 years, so this is like going into our fourth year almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, our seventh year almost. So I just know that if that happens, that he has even a better place for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew that I had to weigh everything because and it is everything, and location, location, location. And I knew that if I picked up and moved somewhere else, even though a lot of my clients would follow me, I would still lose a lot of them too. And starting over, that's the turmoil that I went through, you know, having to start over. And knowing that that would not be enough money to do it all, you know, because we're talking about trying to save my house and trying to put that money towards the business and trying to get some, you know, get a lease somewhere and build out space. I mean, really, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you really, you know, put the numbers to paper, it would have been gone, and I would have regretted it.
It would have been gone in probably a month. Well, Sharon, we are just so honored that you were able to be on this call today with us, and please, we want to know how.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We just want to know how people can get in touch with you. How can we support you? Do you have anything coming up? Talk to us. Where is Metamorphosis? I know where it is. But where is it?
Absolutely. We are located in downtown Silver Spring at 811 Wayne Avenue, and it's in the Whole Foods Shopping Center, and that's Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. And our website is www.metamorphosisboutiques.com. Mm. And we do have events coming up. We do trunk shows, as I mentioned earlier. We have a ICE International, Sequoia, who is from Jamaica. She makes African-inspired garments, and she's going to be doing a trunk show with us this coming weekend on Saturday. And we have our fall fashion show. Save the date for September 28th. Our fashion shows are fabulous. If you haven't been to one, you must mark the date and save the date for September 28th. And it will be at the boutique at 3 p.m.
All right. And one thing Sharon did not mention that we were actually going to announce this a little bit later.
I was waiting for you to do that one.
Okay. I was going to announce a little bit later, but since she's on the call with us today, this is breaking news announcement.
Uh-oh.
Nobody knows about this yet, except for me and Sharon. many of you know that we have a female entrepreneur event called Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. We've been doing it since 2010, and this year we're going to do it on August the 1st. And we're going to do a fashion stroll in conjunction with Bold, Brave, and Beautiful, and we will be putting out a call for models within the entrepreneurial world. So we are looking for female models. You don't have to be professional, but we are going to do a casting call, and you're going to be modeling some of Sharon's amazing fashions from Metamorphosis. So we are excited. August 1st, it's a Sunday.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Woodmore Country Club. So we are
very
excited.
August 1st, like August 3rd.
I'm sorry. I'm saying August 3rd. Sorry, guys. August 3rd, that's a Sunday.
It's on a Sunday.
August 3rd. And it's going to be at the Woodmore Country Club. And we'll be putting out an announcement about that soon so people can start signing up for it. But you want to be at that Bold, Brave, and Beautiful, because it's going to be amazing. All right, Ms. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you. You don't have to jump off yet. Me and Charles are going to talk for a few more minutes. But
Thanks again for having me.
All right, sweetie. Thanks so much. I'll be up to the shop soon.
much to
Charles's chagrin, but I'm going to be up there. All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Very much. Powerful testimony. Powerful testimony. I wasn't even expecting all of that.
Yes, yes. Sharon is awesome. And like I said, guys, I wore an outfit the outfit that I'm wearing that I took the picture with Martha Stewart came from Metamorphosis. Mm-hmm. And I got so many compliments when I was in Portland and had her outfits on. I told them where I got it from. I'm like, well, I don't know if y'all going to be in the DMV. But that's where I got it from. So please make sure you support this awesome woman of God on her business. And we're just so excited that she is part of the FNET organization.
Exactly. And I was actually going to ask a question, and it's kind of a selfish question because I have been to Metamorphosis, of course, with Teresa, and it is an excellent women's boutique. And I'm just wondering when some men's fashions are going to come in.
No, I think Sharon has tried to keep that for females only, but
all right.
we're going to talk to her later on.
Okay, so we will move forward, and I think you got maybe a couple announcements for us.
I do have a couple quick announcements. I just want to let you guys know we heard you. I've gotten quite a few inbox messages and emails. We were going to have Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking on Wednesday, but due to a lot of people being on vacation and also the FraserNet Conference is this week, a lot of people are going to the FraserNet Conference, so we are going to postpone Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking for the entire summer. It's just, this happened to us last year, too. A lot of people are on vacation starting probably about the second or third week in June, and we forgot about that. So we're going to just take a break on Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking, and we're going to start it back up in September. So look forward for those dates. We'll be putting that out soon. Secondly, we are going to be sending out information later today about the FNET Young Entrepreneurs Camp funding. We had an emergency meeting on this camp a couple years ago when we first started it. And this year we want to try to get as many children as possible able to attend the camp without paying out of pocket. So we would like as many of our supporters and members to help us send a child to the camp for the week. It's $225 for the week. And we're doing a crowdfunding campaign starting actually today. And we would love it if you guys would help make a difference in our young people's life and help them attend the camp. The camp is July 12th through the 19th. And we'll be sending out more information about that today, so be on the lookout. Save the date, July 10th. That will be our next evening networking event. Now, I know we're postponing the breakfast events, but we are going to have an evening event July 10th. It's going to be from 7 to 9, and those who came to our last evening event, we have a brand new networking approach
that
we just rolled out, and everybody absolutely loved it. And it's all about building relationships. So make sure that if you are ready to get some new clients for your business, turn those contacts into contracts, meet us on July 10th. And the details are coming soon. And finally, tonight, I have been asked to participate on the Fantabulous You conference call with Lady Tina Harmon. Tina is one of FNET's biggest supporters. She's been supporting us for many, many years, and I am so honored to be on her call this evening at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to be putting that information out on my Facebook page and in a couple of the groups associated with FNET. So please, as many of you as possible, please jump on and be on a time of motivation with Tina and I tonight on the Fantabulous U conference call. All right, we got a few more announcements, but we'll get to those later. Those are the main things coming down the pipe. And once again, we just want to thank you all for joining us on this important call today. And remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line
one relationship at a time.
And also, don't forget, keep proving the naysayers wrong. Just like Sharon said, keep proving your naysayers wrong and keep focused on your dream and on the purpose that God has for your life. Have an amazing week.
Have a blessed week.
Take care.